Harness racing in Tasmania is in Launceston tonight. Seven races on the card. The first at 5:35. Driver Troy McDonald joins me online to have a chat about his drives on the program. How are you going, Troy?
Yeah, good, thanks, Duncan. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Let's have a look at your book of drives tonight. We kick it off in race one with Navua Pixie, a four-year-old mare, who was placed here in Launceston behind Cermak three starts ago and has finished midfield in two subsequent outings.
Yeah, she's. I think she's been slightly disappointing her last couple. She's got a pretty sharp sprint on her, just sort of getting there to produce. It's the thing, but it's back to mare's grade for her. Looks a winnable race if she's at her best.
Race two is a three-year-old event for horses with lifetime earnings of at less than $25,000. Some four-year-old and older horses also sneaking into this field. You drive Gauchi, a three-year-old colt who has the pole draw. A Menangle winner four starts ago and has been placed in one of three Tassie starts, but if he races up to that Menangle performance, he should be thereabouts here.
Yeah, first time he's got a draw since being down here. And yeah, there's a couple of handy little three-year-olds in there, but the draw should help him, and I'm sure he's going to be competitive there.
You skip race three over to race four. Your partner, the Benyol-trained Border Cross, who finished seventh in Hobart last time out. He has been racing a little bit below his best, but if you happen to find his best form, he'd be more than competitive here.
Yeah, that's it. He's best will be competitive, but he's racing a bit below that, so hopefully we can get an improved effort out of him.
Let's go to race five. This is a rating 65 to 79 event where Benyol has elected to use your three-point concession claim on He's the One, who finished fifth in a strong 75 to 84 event in Hobart last start.
Yeah, he's actually racing really well. His manners are letting him down. He's just pulling ridiculously hard, sort of burning a bit too hard. But if he relaxed, he's got a real sharp sprint on him, and it's a winnable race for him there.
Race six at a rating 50 to 55 event where you drive Keep Plain. He draws the pole. During the COVID shutdown, this five-year-old gelding trialled all right in a few recent trials, just quite hasn't brought that good form to the track.
Yeah, that's it. The draw should help him here. But his last two efforts haven't been the best, but hopefully he can run an improved race.
And your last driver of the night is Our Quinn in a claiming race, a mobile start claimer, and with Bounty Air always showing good gate speed in some of these races, to draw to get a lovely run.
Yeah, that's sort of the run that he likes. He's already on the fence there. He hasn't got a lot of gate speed, so drawing the fence helps him. He's produced a couple of good runs when I've driven him a few times, and if he did produce his best, he'd be a chance. A couple off the back row, they're probably a bit better than him, but he should get the right trip.
So that's a look at the meeting in Launceston on Friday, Troy. But before I let you go, who do you reckon your best winning chance is?
I reckon He's the One.
He's the One. He is race five at number 10. Appreciate the insight into your drives tonight, Troy, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, Doug.